Hello, everyone. It is Brian here from Bryden Farm, BRIDENFarm.com, and I want to wish you all a happy Easter today on Good Friday. There are many people here on Noom Vibe with many differing opinions and views and beliefs, but I believe that many of us, although we may differ in our approach, do have many similarities. And I just thought that perhaps I would share some of my beliefs. Some of them, by today's standards, kind of like judging history based on today's standards, may seem strange or simple or not quite up to par. However, as I respect you, I ask you to respect me and others who hold similar beliefs. For I do believe that the earth was formed in 7 days, that the creation story is as it is written. And no, I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I do have a faith in a God who, being the creator, the great architect of the universe, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as I think was best described by St. Patrick, whose day we recently celebrated, whether he be of the orange or the green. St. Patrick used the clover to describe the Trinity, the three leaf, the shamrock, for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are three in one. Such a simple explanation. But sometimes I think there's as much, if not more, to the simple explanations and the simple beliefs and acceptances that perhaps some things just are. I believe that Eve took that fruit, perhaps an apple, from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that Adam, too, knowingly took and ate thereof. Yes, as I say, by today's standards and measures, these seem simple, perhaps archaic to some. But with that disobedience came the knowledge of good and evil. And as a child grows, that child comes to an age of understanding when they know that they are doing wrong, that they're going contrary to what they've been taught or told to do or not do. And we, as humans, come to that age, and we as humanity chose that day, there, in the garden, to go against our parent, our creator, the grand architect of the universe. And Sorry if this is cutting in and out. I have several things popping up on Messenger. Anyway, the grand architect of the universe, who had given instruction, and yet we as humanity decided that perhaps that wasn't quite so when we were tempted by the evil one. So, with that came the knowledge of good and evil. We still have, in my opinion and belief, eternal life. Interestingly enough, we can determine where we spend that life and how we spend that life. So the original sin in the Garden of Eden, when we ate of the fruit and discovered the knowledge of good and evil. But then, God being God, the loving Father, who, yes, had set up the rules, and yes, allowed the temptation, he then provided the means by which we could be forgiven, made whole, made joint heirs with Jesus in the Old Testament. In the Torah, we see that the Jews were God's chosen people. But we as Gentile, the non-Jew, were provided a way to also be and become the children of God. Be reunited once again. We know that today is Easter and Good Friday, when Christ gave his life to pay the penalty. In the Old Testament, it was a blood sacrifice for the atonement of sin. Christ became that atonement by giving his own life, by shedding his blood on what we celebrate today as Good Friday. However, he didn't stay in the grave. Through believing that Christ died for our sins and accepting his gift, we are made whole. Doesn't mean we're made perfect. It means we're forgiven. We're forgiven the sin of humanity from the time of the beginning, as well as our sins. The blood of Christ covering, paying the atonement for all sin. And then, as the great hymn says, up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. Doesn't matter how good or bad we are. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, and I'm not reading it, I'm quoting it from memory, so it may be off a bit. Forgive me if it is. But it's not of works. For by faith and not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not about being good enough. It's not about what we do, or in many ways don't do. It's about simply accepting the gift that God has given us, giving His Son, Christ, to pay the penalty for our sin, and believing that He arose up from the grave. He arose with a mighty triumph for our foes. What a great and wonderful Creator, great architect of the universe, laying out a plan, and when we go astray, giving us a way to be reunited, forgiven, and the gift of Christ in arising from that grave, conquering death, conquering over evil, with eternal life, and making that gift ours, simply by our having faith, for it is the grace of God and not of our works whereby we're saved. So, that, my friends, is what I believe Easter is all about. Now, having said that, I also embrace your beliefs. Doesn't mean that I necessarily hold them for my own, because there's so many different beliefs out there, I can't honestly say that I even believe them all. So I can't say that I believe the same as you. This is what I believe. And I also believe that Easter not only holds a significant, special, forgiving, and eternal message, but I also believe that Easter is a fun time to be had and enjoyed by all, especially families. And here at Brighton Farm, we celebrate Easter in this manner, and it's special because it really, to me, Easter, although spring may have started a few weeks ago, Easter each year, to me, is the real beginning of spring, where by the time Easter rolls around, we have chicks hatching and lambs needing to be fed, perhaps, and kittens being born, and the fields beginning to green, and all of nature seems to rejoice and become more alive as things begin to wake up from a long winter nap. It's funny. I find it funny that I always tend to be doing my talks in the quiet hours. It's 9 a.m. Atlantic here, or 9:05 to be precise. Here in Nova Scotia, Canada, at Brighton Farm, which means that most people are still sleeping. But for the three of you who are either listening or have at least stuck your head in the door to have a listen. Kathy Nelson, Junie, and Martha Barcher. Hey, thank you for stopping by. And if you're listening to this later, this recording, or perhaps the podcast that it may become, I wish you all a happy Easter. And however you celebrate it, have fun. Celebrate the life that we've been given. And remember, no matter how good or bad we think we are, Christ, my Savior, our Savior, come and bled and died that we may have forgiveness and that we may ask and receive eternal life. What greater gift? Have a great day, everyone, and happy Easter on this.